D'mai perik gimel mishnehei. Hanoisen lupun dokis. A person gives food over that's chayv in maisers to a innkeeper. It's a Jewish lady that we assume here is an Am Haaretz. Maisers shu noisin lo. So he takes off maisers on what he gives her. Like we said earlier, the Rav brings that a chover is not allowed to have something that's not fixed in his possession. So he asks, because you shouldn't have a takala come from out. It shouldn't have a stumbling block for somebody else or for himself. So therefore, he has to take off maisers what he gives her to hold for him. It sounded like the food that he would leave over for her, really for him, for himself to eat. So she then would, I guess, cook it, or it would prepare it for him. If she cooks it for him or gives it to him while he's staying there, so he has to take off maisis on it. Why? Mishnah says, because we're afraid that since she's an innkeeper and she's going to look favorably upon him and make sure his needs are taken care of, and she's going to say, like the Rav explains, his food isn't so nice and so fresh, so I'm going to switch it with my own food. And really it's for his tov, but since she's choshed to do that for him, and we're afraid that she did this, and we know her stuff is demai, therefore we have to be mafresh, and we have to take off maisis. Amar Rabbi Yosi, ein anu achrayin l'ramoin, einu maiser l'mashu noitel mimena bilvad. So Rabbi Yosi says, we don't have to be responsible for ramoin. Remember, the Chum said that you have to take off maisers and what you give her, so takala shouldn't come. So Rabbi Yosi says, you don't have to worry about that either. Because Rabbi Yosi held, fundamentally, this woman is not looking out for his good, and she's actually going to switch, not for the guest's benefit, but rather she may steal the opposite, that if he has better food, she'll switch it, that she gets the better food, his food. The real chashash is that she'll give him her own, but she's going to steal from him. So therefore, if she's a thief, so Biesi says we don't have to care about her, and therefore you don't have to take off maisers even on what you give her. So he says that you only have to take off maisers on what you would take from her. Tzitzit says that even according to the Chum, if you would actually know that she's a thief and she has kavana to steal, there even the Rabbanan would hold that they would agree to Rabbi Yosi that you do not have to take off trumas and what you give her. I just mentioned before, what about a takala that may come to your own hand? Right, she may give it to you. So there, lechor, there's no takala because everybody holds that whatever she gives you, you have to take off maestros. So the point that Mishnah Shana asks over here, so what about, we said in the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Dalad, that if a person gives chitim to a toichen kusi or an ama aretz toichen, we don't assume that they switch. They're not choshed to switch and steal. So why over here by the pundokis do we say that this ama aretz is? Mishnah Shana answers that here she's going to be mara heter, she's going to legitimize her actions because she does extra work for all of her guests, and she's going to say, because of the extra work, I have every right to take that better piece. In the previous Mishnah, so he gets paid for all of his work anyway. So therefore, he's not going to be Maraheter to steal. Or he says also, we have certain groups that even though Klal Yisrael is not Choshed on Gzela, there are certain groups of Klal Yisrael that are Choshed on Gzela, like Roy Behemadaka and Vechulu. So too, a Pundakis would also be Choshed, just like they are.